Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. The Stacey Abrams campaign filed suit Sunday against two Georgia counties and the Secretary of State over the rejection of thousands of absentee ballots. GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
Far and away, the most common reason the Georgia Secretary of State rejects a mail-in absentee ballot is for something called incomplete oath. That could mean a voter simply forgot a signature on a piece of legalese in their ballot. In a filing in federal court, lawyers for Abrams allege that elections officials in Gwinnett and DeKalb County violated standing case law when they threw out hundreds of oathless ballots. Attorneys for Abrams want these ballots to be counted, not just in those counties, but also across the state. That could add up to thousands of votes. The suit also asks for a one-day extension for counties to certify their votes from Tuesday to Wednesday. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
We reached out to Gwinnett and DeKalb counties for comment. They are closed for the Veterans Day holiday Monday. People in an area of Georgia devastated by Hurricane Michael last month are facing more severe weather today. Heavy rain is predicted across the state through Friday, but parts of southwest Georgia are now under a flash flood watch through Tuesday evening. That's for counties south of Americus, from the Alabama border to Dougherty County. Be advised of sudden rising water that could impact roads and homes. Meanwhile, state lawmakers begin a special session Tuesday to respond to Hurricane Michael. As GPB's Emily Jones reports, many communities are still cleaning up.
It's been a month since Hurricane Michael slammed into southwest Georgia. Power, cable, and internet are back on for most people, but some homes still need repairs and trees removed before they can safely receive electricity. Adam Starr is with Grady Electric Membership Corporation, which serves southwest Georgia.
There's still, you know, trees on the side of the road. There's like telephone line that's tangled in some of those trees still that you see in places, and, you know, trees in yards, and there's still debris.
Lawmakers are set to consider an aid package worth about $270 million to help speed up the recovery effort. Federal money is expected to come later. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones.
For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.